I'm John Besser with Jeff Faust of Space News. We're assessing so far the first two missions of what will be a series of missions by commercial enterprises, companies called Intuitive Machines or Astrobiotics or Firefly, and NASA working with them to give payloads, but not to own the machine, to trust between commercial and big space. Jeff, we go immediately to your report of 14 companies are now in the CLIPS program. Of course, I'm always keen on Firefly because it's got that great name. What is the Blue Ghost Lander? When is that to launch? This year?
Yeah, the Blue Ghost Lander by Firefly is scheduled to launch probably late this year. And so they will become the third company in the CLIPS program to launch a lander to the moon. After Astrobotic and Intuitive Machines. There is also a fourth organization, Draper, that has Eclipse Award. Their mission is still a couple of years out. But those are the four companies that have Eclipse Awards so far out of that pool of 14 companies that are involved in the program overall.
And there's some big private companies that are not present here, and you list them. It was SpaceX, of course, Blue Origin, and Some big private companies like Boeing not present. Is everybody participating, or is this for startups or ingenues?
The awards that NASA has made so far has primarily gone to these startup organizations, Astrobotic, Intuitive Machines, Firefly. Some of the other companies involved in the CLIPS program, as you mentioned, are SpaceX and Blue Origin, which are now more focused on developing the Artemis lunar landers for transporting astronauts to the moon through the Human Landing System program. Lockheed Martin is also in the CLIPS program, but they have not been selected for an award. There are a number of other companies of varying degrees of expertise and experience that are involved. And NASA went into the CLIPS program selecting sort of a wide pool of companies, not expecting that every company would get a contract. They wanted to see how this program would shake out. What sort of solutions would these companies provide and at what price points to be able to do so? And so now as they start to get more experience and they start to see what companies and what designs are winning out, I suspect you will see probably later this decade, they will do a follow-on to the CLIPS program, which they've called CLIPS 2.0, that will probably involve a smaller group of companies, but perhaps different approaches, different classes of missions to leverage their capabilities.
So what we're looking at here is something, all I can think of is this is a transition from the big space of the 20th century to the commercial space of the 21st. NASA has a benevolent uncle approach to all these little companies. Is that how to think of it?
Yeah, NASA certainly wants to encourage these companies to succeed. They want to grow what sometimes you'll hear is a lunar economy that includes both these robotic landers, the crewed landers, companies building lunar rovers for Artemis missions and so on, sort of building up these capabilities. So NASA is not doing everything itself, but can leverage these services and then build the experience up to be able to move on to the agency's long-term goal, eventually going on to Mars.
Jeff Faust is the editor and publisher of the Space Review, as well as a senior staff writer at Space News, writing about CLIPS 1.0 and 2.0. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,